silver or gold, I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Thank you. I appreciate that from the Hamiltons. What a great blessing. Let's take the Word of God tonight. We will go to the Gospel according to John. John chapter number 6. If you were here this morning, you remember that I talked about how that our police officers, we just did a very special thing for each and every one of them in the city of Urbana. We sent them a special gift card with a letter from me. And I read this morning a letter from the chief, Lingrel, and then from Sergeant Todd. And great letters and encouraging. I've received phone calls from some of the officers thanking us. And so I think that's a great testimony of our church. And we want to be known as a church that is grateful for the servants in our community. And they truly are servants, no doubt about it. Tonight we come to the Gospel according to John, chapter number 6. And we're going to look at a miracle tonight of the Lord Jesus, one that you're very familiar with. We know this as the feeding of the 5,000. And tonight I want us to look at this miracle once again and notice some things in here tonight. We come to John chapter number 6, and let us begin in verse number 1. The Bible says, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. I want you to notice in this great miracle that we notice tonight that there is things that Christ has said here that encourages my heart and also convicts me. And may tonight we look at this. I want you to look at this one phrase that the Lord Jesus used. And notice what it says here in verse number 5. Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him. He saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now, notice, Jesus did not ask the question because he was really wanting to go buy bread. The question is to prove to the disciples their insufficiency, their lack of having what the people needed. It goes on here, and notice what the Bible says, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, in verse number 9, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And tonight I want to preach to you on that little question. What are they among so many? You know, so often in life, we can look at our own lives. We can look at our church. We can look at what we can do. And we could say the question, Lord, what are we among so many? Lord, I'm really helpless to do what needs to be done in so many needs. What are we among so many? And tonight, as we look at this great miracle, there's some things that we learn about people. There are things we learn about our Savior, and there are things that we learn about the great need around our world. By the way, here are people that needed to be fed. And Jesus had compassion on them and wanted them to be fed. Now, but to be honest with you, the disciples, I think they just wanted to send them away. Lord, we can't do this. Lord, we don't have enough food for this. And Lord, we're tired. We want to be with you. And that was the whole purpose. You see, you have to understand that the very emphasis of John chapter 6 is the disciples had been on a great preaching ministry. They had come back to talk to the Lord and to share with the Lord Jesus all that the Lord had enabled them to do. They were tired. They were weary. And you know what Jesus said? Depart into the country and let's get away from a while. Come apart and rest a while. That's what Jesus said to his disciples. And as the disciples were heading to be on a vacation with the Lord, if you want to say it, that crowd knew where Jesus was going. And they ran ahead and they met Jesus and the disciples on the other side. Can you imagine what the disciples must have thought? We just want some rest. We just need a break from people for a little while. But you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, give ye them to eat. Let's feed them. Folks, by the way, one third of the world's population goes to bed hungry every night somewhere in the world. In fact, every day at least 12,000 people die of starvation somewhere in the world in different places. Think of that. Now, you know what? It's a tragedy that those people are dying. But here is the greatest tragedy. Can I tell you what the greatest tragedy is? Is knowing that there is more than enough food in the world to feed everybody. That's what the tragedy is. The tragedy is not the supply. The tragedy is the distribution of the supply. I think many people would know that in America, America has plenty, do we not? We are very blessed in America, and that has caused many people in America to waste a lot. You take third world countries where they don't waste anything because they have such a lack of supply. But here Jesus is wanting to feed people, but that's not the real purpose of why Christ had compassion on the people. Folks, feeding hungry people is a matter of great importance. But it is not the matter of most importance. Do you understand that we could feed people the rest of our lives, hungry people, and that's great because we care for them, but those same people will get hungry again. And if those people only get food, they will die without Jesus Christ and spend eternity in a Christless hell. So feeding people should be a byproduct of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is not the end. In fact, New Testament missions is winning souls and establishing local churches so people can be saved. And people, yes, do we have compassion on them, but the most important is that they hear the gospel. Folks, the great tragedy is that in our world today, we have the supply of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the way, the gospel has not lost its power. It has lost its distribution. You take food. Folks, we have plenty of food around the world to feed the world, but the distribution is lacking. There's no organization in the distribution. And we think about the gospel. That's what people need. Listen, people may need bread for their physical bodies, but they need the spiritual bread of Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus said that He would give them bread that they would never hunger again. Or give them water that they would never thirst again. He was not talking about physical food or physical water. He was talking about their spiritual need. And folks, today, we live in a world where people are starving of the gospel, but we are not getting the supply to them, and we are not sharing the gospel. Folks, by the way, you cannot tell the story of salvation to the wrong man. Did you know that? Listen, it doesn't matter. If you tell salvation to someone that's already saved, they'll be thankful that you've asked them if they know the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone needs to hear that the Lord Jesus Christ saves. He can save and He will save all those who come to Him by faith. Jesus shed His blood on the cross. He died for each and every man. And folks, Christ is powerful enough to save anyone who comes to Him. The problem is not with the saving power of the gospel, but the problem is that we are not getting the saving power of the gospel out to the lost and dying. Number one tonight, what are they among so many? Can you imagine when Peter, here is Andrew, Simon Peter's brother,